Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. And on the line with us today, we have Adam Loosely, and we're going to be discussing his amazing book, You Are a Great Story. Be the author of your own adventure. If you want to gather everything that Adam has in store, do yourself a favor and head directly to his personal site. And that's adamloosely.com. Now there you'll find more information on Adam, more information on this fantastic book, as well as find hyperlinks set up to take you to the purchasing page. It truly is a one-stop shop for everything he has in store. So once again, that's adamloosely.com. Adam was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best publishers in the business. Authors Press. So if you or anyone you know have a book that they'd like moved, I'm telling you, people, contact the wonderful representatives there at Authors Press and have them take your literary creation to the next level. They're one of the best in the business to do it, and you surely will not be disappointed. You can find out more information on them at authorspress.com. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Adam here on the line. Now, the moment you go to his personal website, adamloosely.com, you start to do any research on his book, well, you understand what we're going to discuss today. Now, as soon as you see that cover, you know that this is a children's narrative. But let me tell you, people, even though it might have been created for children, there are a lot of adults that I know that can benefit from this message. And at the end of the day, Adam is the expert. He's written the book, he's done the research, and he's going to be able to articulate it much better than I ever could. So let's bring him here with us, okay? Adam, first and foremost, man, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And believe me, you said it pretty well, Benji. You did very, very well at describing the essence of this book. So thank you very much.
Of course. Well, listen, you started it, Adam, okay? You had to lay the foundation, man. I'm just following your lead. But I appreciate you saying that. And listen, there's so much more to it, and that's what I love, because now we're going to be able to embark upon this journey when we pick up the book. And also within this short discussion that we're going to have, there's so much more that's jumping off the page. Adam, before we go into the books, I know we have a lot of information to cover with regards to that, but I think it's important to learn a little bit more about you. So let's start there. Tell us a little bit more about your background, please.
Yeah, you got it. So I grew up in a small town in Ontario, Canada. I live in Tampa, Florida now, but I grew up with my family in Canada. And I have one older brother, Jay. He's 5.5 years older than me, and he has a beautiful wife, my sister-in-law, Tina. And he has three amazing children, which are my two nephews and my niece, Kaysen, Kira, and Kessler. And when we first wrote this book, actually, I was living at home with them because, of course, you know, the last couple of years have been a bit heavy, a bit
Absolutely,
challenging with
yeah.
COVID-19. And it created a lot of opportunities for people to pivot, try new things. I work in the entertainment industry. And I was back with my brother and able to spend time with the kids, which is what really inspired the book. But before we get into that, a little bit more about how my brother and I grew up. We grew up in a skating rink, like so many Canadians all over the world. We grew up in a very, very cold environment, probably why I moved to Florida, actually. Mm-hmm. But that growing up in a rink with both of my mom and dad were skating coaches. It was a big part of our lives, figure skating. And I grew up and competed for Canada in that sport for many, many years. And then I had this great opportunity to be a part of an ice show that was coming through our hometown. It was called Celebration on Ice. It was with all of my heroes, Brian Orser, Kurt Browning, all of these skating Canadian stars at the time. And I won't age myself, but it was a while back. And I had this opportunity to do an ice show with my heroes. And that's what spurred me to join Disney on Ice. I sent an audition tape in, and I ended up having an 11-year performance career with Disney on Ice as a principal performer with them. Traveled to over 35 different countries, performed in all of those countries over 11 years. And then as I worked myself through the progressions of becoming a director within the field, I ended up being a performance director for 7 years with Disney on Ice, which was a great next step of my career. And again, just opened my eyes to the entertainment industry and to the opportunities there and to travel as well. And then more recently, I've become an artistic creative director for Disney on Ice, where I now live in Tampa, which is where I'm talking to you from now. I create the shows and I send them off to tour the world as I did when I was younger. But to circle back to why I ended up back with my brother and his amazing kids, COVID-19, you know, entertainment industry took a little bit of a hit, we could say, just a little, and caused us to pivot. And in a time where it felt heavy and a little dark, my really good friend, Daniel Henke, who did the beautiful illustrations of our book, we were both looking for a way to stay creative in a darker time. And this book is a product of us trying to infuse the world with a little positivity and color, and a book like you said, that really celebrates everyone's amazing, great stories of their own. So this book is a representation of that, of a way to stay positive and to remain the authors of our own adventures to come, even when negative things can be thrown at us.
Today's anchor is all about your book, You Are a Great Story. Adam, tell us a little bit more about it, please.
I have to say that traveling and performing all over the world definitely inspired a lot of this book that we're about to talk about, and is definitely, there's never a dull moment, right? When you travel and you meet some amazing people. The travel and the performance opportunities and the people I met along the way, the creative, inspirational people, all of that really shaped who I am now as an author and why this book became about. And I celebrate those stories and those memories I have of life on the road, performing and directing. But this chapter is one that I've really, really enjoyed. And like I said, it is really inspired from my brother's kids. So we can start there. And what's really cool about this book, as we celebrate everyone's individual adventures, the book itself even gives you an opportunity to choose your own adventure, to choose what kid you like to follow. My oldest nephew, Kaysen, for example, he loves science. He likes space. He really loves learning and being outside and boating. And you can choose to follow his adventure through the book, or you can choose to follow my niece, Kira, who loves horseback riding. She loves art. She's really colorful and fun. Or you can choose to follow my youngest nephew, actually, who absolutely loves rainbows. And every great story is full of color. And it's fun to follow Kessler through his journey as well. He actually ends up at Grandma and Grandpa's house, which, of course, everyone loves to go there. So you yourself can choose who to follow, whose adventure inspires you. Or you can go back to the start and follow another one that the next time you read it. So there's a lot of opportunity that inspires people to make their own choices. And that's what the book's about, right? It's about celebrating your own great story. It's about celebrating exactly who you are, whether you love sports, whether you love science, whether you're a figure skater or you love art. You know, you can choose. And that's the best part about it. That's what empowers children to celebrate and to be exactly who they are. And I think we need more of that in the world. What an opportunity to teach children that they are the great story, and they can search far and wide for the best bedtime story, which is what these three kids are doing. But in the end, spoiler alert, they themselves are the great story. And, you know, your stories can take place all over the world. They can be full of happy moments, sad moments, everything in between, right? But, and you're going to meet great characters along the way, of course. But you yourself are an amazing story, and let's take time to really enjoy that. And you also have the opportunity each and every day to make your story a great one, to make it a great day. And on a level for your kids, when you're going to bed and you're talking about bedtime stories and their own stories and what they did that day and what they're going to do tomorrow, it just spurs such a positive conversation and interaction between you and whoever you're reading the story to or reading with. And I think in a time where there's a lot of heaviness in the world, why not take a breath of fresh air that just allows people to make each day a great one?
Absolutely. You know, Adam, I love what you're doing here. And that interactive element is something that is so unique and really so creative, right? And the moment I was doing research on your book, preparing for today's interview, and I saw that interactive element, it really brought me back to my younger days. And I remember growing up, I was a huge fan of R.L. Stine and Goosebumps books, right? You know, early teens and things. But there were certain interactive elements within some of those books, right? So when you got to a certain page, you would decide on where you wanted to go next or where you wanted the characters to go. And then there would be a little footnote telling you to jump to a certain page, and that's where the story would continue. And my imagination just got lost in it, man. I loved it. It was so unique and a wonderful experience. Now, I believe you have already started to go into it, but you know what happens when you assume, Adam, so I'm not going to do that to you. I have you here on the line. Talk to us about that interactive element and really your thought process behind creating it and infusing it into the book.
Yeah, interactive elements in books are fun. I remember exactly what you're talking about, Goosebumps. I read them all. But it is fun when you're reading and you can choose. You are in charge of your own adventure. You are the author of your own adventure. Mm-hmm. How fun is that? And you're exactly right. You can choose to follow Kaysen throughout the whole book, or maybe halfway through Kaysen's story at the bottom of the page, you want to choose to see where Kira goes next. And you can do that as well. And it just allows, you know, you to have this interaction with who you're reading the book with, and it puts them in charge of their own adventure, which is the whole message. And not to mention, throughout the whole book, these illustrations, they just jump off the page. Daniel Henke, my good friend, we actually toured together on Disney on Ice. His background is outstanding. He's worked for Disney on Ice. He's worked for Cirque du Soleil. He currently works for Universal Studios. So his background is so diverse and eclectic, and you can see it in his illustrations. They really are so vibrant. They bring the story to life. And what's really fun is Daniel has actually met Kaysen, Kira, and Kessler, and we drew their characters that really bring them to life. This is how they look. Like, these are cartoon versions of my two nephews and my niece, which is really fun for me, of course. It's fun for my whole family. When you talk to Kaysen, Kira, and Kessler, they know they're the stars of the book, and how fun to do that as Uncle Adam. So it's an interactive element combined with these unbelievable illustrations by Daniel. Mm-hmm. They really bring it to life, and they make everyone a part of the adventure just reading the book themselves. My favorite page is page 16 and 17, and Kessler is sliding down a vibrant, colorful rainbow. I just love that, and I just love how simple we can make that. What a celebration, right? Like, absolutely. He loves rainbows, he loves color, and on his page it says, all great stories are full of color. Well, isn't that the truth, right? We're not living in black and white. We want color. We want vibrant. We want fun. So all of that together really made this a really nice experience. And I want that for families all over. I want them to open the book and have a positive interaction with their kids. I want them to read one way one night and a different way the next. And also what's fun about it is that it can stay in the family for a few generations. You know, you can have a child that's closer to Kaysen's age, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can read Kessler, who is the youngest nephew. So hopefully that means the book stays in the family a little bit longer because it's written younger to a little bit older and a little bit older. So that's a nice element about the book as well that I'm really proud of.
Absolutely. People, I'm telling you, you're going to need to head on over to adamloosely.com. Pick up your copies today. You surely will not be disappointed. It's called You Are a Great Story. Be the author of your own adventure by Adam Loosely. Adam, next question that I wanted to get into, and listen, again, it's clear. You've talked about your inspiration and obviously the family contribution, right? With your with the little ones, your nieces and nephews there, right? So I understand for you specifically where that inspiration came from and why you specifically wrote it for the age group, given their influence. But Adam, as I said when we first started this interview, man, and I'm sticking to it, this is a message that I think so many adults could benefit from. Talk to us about whether or not that thought came across your mind and why you chose this age group specifically.
Absolutely. And as an author myself, right, this whole message, you are a great story, it actually leads the kids through elements of great stories. They go to great locations. They look for happy moments. They look for sad moments. They look for heroes and villains, right? All great stories have those woven together to create a really good story. Well, you mentioned itself. It was a tough couple years, and on an adult level, mm-hmm. we did have some happy moments, but we did have some not so happy moments. And learning to embrace that, right? The ups and downs, the peaks and valleys, however you want to talk about it on an adult level, if you learn to be malleable and adapt and make the best out of every situation, that's something that will resonate with everyone. I'm really, really motivated by the campaign called Live a Great Story. And actually, I was honored to do a partnership with them, a promotion where this campaign, which is for travelers all over the world, called Live a Great Story. You can go to their website as well, liveagreatstory.com, and you can check it out. But I was always motivated by that with my travels, with my performance, learning from everyone that came into my life, embracing the ups and the downs. So they learn about that in the book, you know, following Case and Kira and Kessler. But like you said, on an adult level, that's something that we can all benefit from and learn to swerve and adapt and make the best out of every day, no matter what, because in the end, change is always going to be there. And those who embrace it and ride the waves, those are the ones that are going to succeed. And I think, and I want that when the parents read these books too. And you asked about the inspiration. Well, okay, so when we were in not so happy of a moment, and I'm in Canada, I'm living with my brother because I'm off the road because shows had stopped, and I'm writing this book. Well, I would read to the kids at night. I'd go up and read to all three of them for their bedtime story. And sometimes, and this is kind of funny, but sometimes I'd come down with my brother after the kids went to bed, and I said, he would ask me, what books did you read them? And I would tell him, and I'm like, you know, those were bad books. They were bad. And I had this conversation with him. I said, I think I can do a little better than that.
There you go.
we have this fun. I was like, I think I can do a little better. There was no message. It just kind of ended. I'm like, what? So my brother, honestly, he dared me. He's like, you're not going to write a book. And right there in that moment with the relationship that I have with my older brother, I was like, watch me. And I sat down and I started writing this book. And that is really what inspired it. So my brother dared me, basically. He said, well, he doubted me, really. And I said, look, I can do this. And I sat down, I wrote a story inspired by his kids. I even had them as an activity one day. They were doing school at home at the time. They did the illustrations. The original illustrations, they did themselves as we kind of created this book as a family.
Wow.
Before I had brought the illustrator Daniel in, which was so fun that they were a part of it. So although it was kind of a funny start to it, I mean, I was looking for a creative outlet in a not so creative time, right? Mm-hmm. And so it worked for both of us. It worked for Uncle Adam, it worked for the kids, it was fun, and I proved my brother wrong.
Yeah. Adam, I'm right there with you, man. The artist in me is like, yeah, I feel it, man. I understand it. Listen, we know about this fantastic book. We know about your background. Well, Adam, I want to know about the future, okay? Please tell me there's another book on the horizon. What's upcoming for you, man?
Absolutely. Well, also during the pandemic, I started a performance consulting online business for skaters and dancers and actors, where I have these, I call them spotlight classes. And we would highlight to people within the entertainment community that were inspiring and listen to their stories and celebrate their stories right in line with, you know, the message of this book. But it was really fun. And this performance consulting business was called Find Your Light, meaning everyone can find their light in their own amazing way, right? You can be that person that likes being literally in the spotlight, on stage. That'd be me, to be honest. Or you could be the person that really finds their light by being the spotlight operator, the one that's directing backstage, the one that loves science. You can find your own light in your own amazing way. So book number two on the way is called Find Your Light. Daniel and I will be back to work together to create an amazing experience in a similar format, in creating your own, being the author of your own adventure, of course. And three kids are going to go on a search to find their light in their own way. And we're going to introduce a new character as well, because during the pandemic, my brother's kids got a dog named Maverick. And Maverick's going to make an appearance in this second book as well. So lots of exciting things ahead.
It starts with this book, You Are a Great Story. But not only that, I mean, as he said, there's a sequel on the way. He also has Find Your Light, which is a performance consulting business that he's started. People, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Head on over to adamlooseleaf.com. You got to go and pick it up. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. This is a wonderful journey for you to embark upon with your own children. And like I said, certain adults can really benefit from this message as well. This book is so much bigger than a literary creation. It is a movement. So much benefit to it. Pick it up today. That's the last I'm going to say on it. Adam, this has been a pleasure, man. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.